Hi, friends. I want to take a sec to talk to you about Greenlight, the folks sponsoring this ad. This is especially important for you parents out there, because as your kids get older, some things about parenting are going to get easier, like, you know, maybe not having to dress your kid every morning, but other things do not, like having that conversation about money. Because the fact is that kids won't ever really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. So Greenlight is a debit card and a money app that's made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving while the kids and the teens, they're going to build up confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. I have Greenlight debit cards for both of my kids, and I can't tell you what a difference I see in their relationship to money. So with the Greenlight app, the kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, and they have games in the app to teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature. I am a big fan, where you can set up one-time or recurring chores that customize to your family's needs and reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. And I got to tell you this, in my family, no chores, no money. Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids, and families can navigate this whole thing together. So sign up for Greenlight today, and you're going to get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/radioheadspace. That's greenlight.com/radioheadspace to try Greenlight for free. I mean, this is such a good deal. I got to say it one more time. greenlight.com/radioheadspace. Get it, folks.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and a Thursday morning. I don't know if you have kids or not. I don't know, maybe you have some nieces or nephews, maybe you even have grandchildren. But there's something really interesting about watching young children in their learning. In their learning, they ask about everything, right? Every parent knows that at some stage, their child will go through that phase where there is a why in reply to everything you say. And it's genuine interest, I think, I assume. They want to learn more information. They want to understand. They're curious. They're interested. On the one hand, yes, of course, exhausting as a parent. But just through the lens of learning, that's a magical, magical thing that you never really want to lose. At the same time, I feel as we get older, there is a sense, and I would say increasingly, just in society and in life, a sense of needing to appear as though we know everything, that we're not really asking questions anymore. We are not really specializing in a particular area. There is a sense of perhaps needing to know about everything as though that's a good thing, as though that's a positive thing. I think it's a really bad thing. The idea that we could be good at everything, the idea that we could possibly know everything, I think sets up barriers in the mind. It prevents us from being curious. It prevents us from being open. It prevents us from learning. And I'm not sure at what age we go from admiring these children growing up and this thirst, this hunger for learning, this sort of boundless curiosity, to all of a sudden thinking that, no, actually, it's not a good thing to learn. It's not a good thing to be curious. We should just pretend that we know everything. I don't know at what age that changes. But I'm not sure it's healthy. I'm not sure it's helpful. And as I watch my children, I think there's so much that we could learn from watching children grow up, being reminded about that sense of curiosity, that sense of not knowing, that sense of vulnerability, the sense of uncertainty, the sense of insecurity. For some reason, in the mind of an adult, those all sort of, I think very often, those are thought of as negative. When in truth, without those things, we can't have a truly open mind. We can't have a genuine sense of curiosity and interest. So I'd really encourage you to, one, have a look at young people in your life. Notice what it is. What is that spirit that they keep alive, that sense of curiosity? Is there a way of sort of bringing some of that back into your life? And two, noticing that need to project into the world as though we know everything. We don't. I'm not even sure that it's that attractive kind of trait, to be honest. If you think about the people that you love in your life, my guess is it's not because they're incredibly resilient and strong and they know everything. It's probably because they're very human. It's probably the sort of human frailties that are attractive, the vulnerability, their sense of warmth and ease and humor and silliness and all the other stuff. That's, I think, what makes us human. So as much as possible, carrying this with you into your day-to-day, knowing that it's okay not to know everything and it's okay not to be good at everything. It's enough to show up and be interested. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.